So you don't want to buy those kind of houses. I don't encourage you to do that. But let's take a look at your own home, your mom and dad, your kids, whatever. How does this affect them? Well, you might say, well, that's great. Their home values are going up. Phenomenal.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay there. Hello and welcome to another 5-Hour Real Estate Week. And today's topic, we're going to talk about the hyperinflation and how it affects your real estate. And this is not limited to real estate investors, because this is going to pertain to your home, your mom and dad, your brothers, sisters, your neighbors, and also to real estate investors. It's going to affect wholesalers. It's going to affect the real estate investors who have rental properties and those that do flips, flops, and flipping and buy, fix, up, and sell. All of that across the board everywhere. So let's start off with this, and we're going to go way back and time tunnel here a little bit. But if you recall, if you've read my book, you recall that when I got started, I had $1,000 saved up in my police officer's credit union. And my dad, blessed and fortunate enough, he taught me how to fix stuff so I could use my hands. And a lot of you, and me included, we got started by buying fixer-uppers and fixing them up, put a tenant in it, and then do it again and do it again over and over. Well, back then, a rule of thumb was this. If your material, let's say your materials cost $1,000. Well, rule of thumb was to have someone, a handyman, contractor, or something, install that material, it was going to cost you three times the cost of the material. So if you have $1,000 in a material cost, it's going to cost you $3,000 in labor cost to get it installed properly. Now, you could find a lot more expensive folks using the Yellow Pages back then, but that's not what we want. Okay, so labor cost used to be three times your material. Well, that looks like it's changing big time. And what it brought this to my attention is last week I was talking to a good friend of mine who uses our Mike Butler systems there, and he's turned into a phenomenal investor and success story. But we'll have him on a Winter Wednesdays here soon. But he was telling me, he says, Mike, you wouldn't believe what's going on in the world of materials. And I said, well, tell me about it, Brian. He says, well, last summer, he's saying July of 2020, last summer, I got a deal on a lot over in a decent neighborhood, not too far from us, but it's not in a low-income neighborhood, okay? But it's not in a luxury home either. Three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car attached garage. It's a one-story home, brand-new construction, built on a slab, 1,300 square feet. So it's not a monster house by any means. Well, his lumber package back then was $16,000. Okay, wow. All right. But then he says, you know what that same lumber package would cost today? I said, what'd it be, Brian? He said, $38,000. So in less than a year, the wholesale lumber price for a builder has more than doubled. More than doubled. And if you paid attention, you might have seen it on Bookface or see it on these other things where somebody will show the price. You might know this already yourself, but let's say less than a year ago, you could buy a 2x4 for $2 or $2.25, $2.50, something like that. Well, today they're $10 a piece for a 2x4. Plywood, a 4x8 sheet of plywood, 3/4 inch thick. You might use it for subflooring. You might use it on a roof. Who knows? But it's something we commonly use when we're fixing up houses and properties and such. So that used to be around $20 or so, $25, $26 for a sheet of plywood. Now it's $95 a sheet. Absolutely insane. It hurts your head. But I want you to think about this from a 50,000 foot view of the big picture about what's going on. Call it hyperinflation, call it whatever inflation, okay? Hyperinflation is just is what Brian used for that word. And I said, I like that. That's pretty cool. So he's a successful investor. He recently built, and he's an A-quality builder. He could build a luxury home, and gosh, everybody and their brother would love it. But he just purchased some dirt at a dead-end street over in J-Town, Kentucky, and he put in 24 apartment units in several buildings. Real nice. I mean, these are two-bedroom units. This is not low-income subsidized housing by any means. I mean, these are nice. So probably rent for anywhere from $1,500 to $1,600 a piece for a two-bedroom apartment, and then nice open floor plan, plenty of parking. I mean, these are nice buildings. Well, it cost him $100,000 a unit just to build them, and he's just now wrapping it up. He said, Mike, if I'd have had to get my lumber package and my material costs for that today, it would cost me $155,000 a unit to build them. So he says, you know what I'm thinking? I might just go out and sell these all 24 units there, pick up $55,000 a unit, as far as the big picture, the big scheme of things, and times 24 units, it'd be okay. I'd go out and buy another warehouse, rent it out for $10,000 a month. So I'm not encouraging you to go out and buy or build apartments or build houses or go buy warehouses, okay? But my point is this. Let's do a little deep dive here in the next few minutes to see how this can affect us in the big picture. So we saw where a single-family house, a lumber package, doubled in price in less than a year. Well, you combine that with what's going on in our market today. Right now, real estate prices, man, they just keep escalating and escalating, and they're higher than they've ever been. You combine that with the fixed low interest rates that we have going on, okay? Plus, you've got not enough houses for sale and too many buyers that are looking to buy. In my hometown, Louisville, Kentucky, you cannot find a house for under $100,000. That's never happened before. Even if the thing is in need of a major fixer-up or major rehab, it's still teeter around $100,000. And they're getting insane prices, these wholesalers are, on a house that ought to be bulldozed or just push, lean up against it a little bit and to fall over. All right, so you don't want to buy those kind of houses. I don't encourage you to do that. But let's take a look at your own home, your mom and dad, your kids, whatever. How does this affect them? Well, you might say, well, that's great. You know, their home values are going up. Phenomenal. That's good. Okay. Yeah, because the cost to replace that, the price per square foot, just keeps shooting up through the roof. Well, if you already own stuff, that's good. Okay. So I already own a lot of stuff. So that's good. But now if you're getting started, you're going to have to factor that in. So here's a catch-22. If you've been listening to me for a while, I think with all of this, everything that's going on, we have cycles, especially involving real estate. So we had the 2008, 9, and 10 financial foreclosure tsunamis that hit, drove prices down. Okay, it was a buyer's market then because you had too many properties for sale, not enough buyers, prices go down. Right now we're in a market where it's the reverse. We've got not enough houses, too many buyers. Prices go up, plus the material costs go up. Well, this is not limited to just materials. Think about this. Remember the old, it was around an election year, but I remember when gas prices in my town creeped over $4 a gallon. Some places, you know, it's probably still that, maybe California, $9 or $10 a gallon. But remember that? Remember what the pizza places did? So you had Papa John's, Pizza Hut, what's the other one? Domino's. They started adding an extra fee on every pizza order, and they called it delivery service or a service fee or something. And their explanation was to help the drivers with their increased cost of gasoline. Okay, so everybody accepted that for a while. Well, then gas prices got down to $1.89. Did they ever remove that fee? No, they did not. They kept it in place. So these kind of things are just getting added to. Once they get their foot in the door, then they're not going to back out of it. It's going to be harder to pull that off. But this is not just happening with wood. Roofing shingles. Another good friend of mine, student and superstar investor, Dennis Erhard, he had his own roofing company called Roofworks, and boy, he just really spanked it hot and heavy and hard. And he told me it could have been 8 years, could have been 10 years ago. But the roofing manufacturers, they got together and they said, hey, we need to do something about this. We're getting beat up by each other. So they formed a co-op of some sort or some kind of, what do they call those things, the Cosa Nostras? They got together and they said, why don't we take all these dozen or more manufacturing plants that we have all across the country and let's pull our efforts into one or two manufacturing facilities to make roofing shingles. Okay. Well, now roofing shingles today, it's a petroleum product. So it's based on crude oil prices. So gas goes up, oil goes up. So does roofing shingles. So anyway, they condense it down to one or two manufacturing plants And then we had all the hurricanes, all the storm chasers went all over the place. They ran out of shingles. And oh, when there's a shortage, guess what happens? The price goes up. So it used to be I could get a roof, a total tear off of two existing roofs already in place, tear that off, replace a little bit of wood, put a new roof on $100 and a quarter, $110 a square or a yard. A square was 9 square feet, and that was a yard. They called it a square. So now those prices have creeped up better than $250 a square. That's outrageous. Well, I know right now for a fact that I'm out of tune with this, because last year when I did, I put 12 or 13 homes, I put new, brand new metal roofs on them. And at that time, it cost $250 a square. So I saved a ton of money by going to the metal roofs. And so my point is this, we got to learn how to adapt. And I'm not going to say cut corners. How can we be more efficient? You know, work smarter, not harder. And if you look around somewhere, you might see these ads for metal roofs. They're putting them on homes all over the place, luxury homes. They have metal roofs that look like shingles, 3D shake shingles and all. I'm not putting that on rental property, but the trick, the magic to making a metal roof work for you is, number one is the product, the quality of the product. And number two, which is the most important, is the installer. Do they know what they're doing? You do not want Larry and Daryl to do that. Today we do windows. Tomorrow we're going to paint driveways. And the next day we're going to do metal roofs. You want to stay away from them. And I've been using metal roofs for well over 20 years. I've got one of my rental houses. I put a metal roof on. I got exposed to this from my little brother, who's still on the police department. He had his home done with a metal roof, a green metal roof. And I'm like, what? So I checked it out. Sure enough, it was great. So I put it on one of my rentals. I can drive down the street today. That thing still looks brand new. It's got to be installed properly. It's got to be the right material. And I'm just letting you know, check out the metal roof. It might save you from having a tear off, and it might save you a ton of money and last for a long, long time when it's properly installed. So another thing that was brought up to my attention in the same meeting with Brian is, and if you'll notice, a lot of the roofers now, I'm going to go back a little bit. Okay. I'm thinking fast on my feet, I hope, but I'm still at, oh, I'm already at 12 minutes. So instead of pricing $250 a square, like the roofers used to do for 9 square feet, that's called a square or yard. Well, like carpet people do it by the yard. That's 3 by 3. That's a yard. That's 9 square feet. Well, now roofers are pricing stuff by the square foot instead of the square or the yard. Carpet people, flooring people are pricing it by the square foot and not by the yard. All right. What about metal tuba fours, metal tuba sixes? I've never used them yet, but I can see where we might start doing it. They use them everywhere in commercial. Why is that? Is it faster? Is it cheaper? I don't know. But dig into it and check out. Okay, groceries. Groceries are not going to go down, folks. Cost of living is going to go up. Utilities are going up. They're asking for a 7% increase across the board on all of our utilities. So hyperinflation, okay, it is here, whether we want it or not. How are we going to deal with this? Okay, if you already own a bunch of real estate, you're going to like it, okay? If you're just getting started, you're going to pull your hair out. So how can you adapt and be a winner in this? Well, number one, don't build new homes, at least if you live in Mayberry, not in my town, okay? So don't build new homes. But the other thing is, you're going to have to really focus on how to buy real estate without going to a bank to buy an investment property and ask permission and all this and that. I've never gone to a bank to buy an investment property. Okay. Not one time, because I didn't have to. I figured it out. So how to do it, how to buy without money, without banks, without credit, without private lenders, and without partners. And when you can figure that stuff out, and then you can identify a motivated seller, those are the folks you need to target. Every deal I've done has had a motivated seller. And you know what? Sometimes money's not their motivation. And I'm not saying cut their throat and cut their head off and all this and that. I like for win-win-win relationships. I like to solve their problem, help them out. And I want them to go out and tell the world, in my town anyway, Mike Butler's awesome. Deal with him. He'll treat you fair and give you a good deal and blah, 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 blah. Does that mean I pay top dollar? No. What do I pay? I pay market value and sometimes more. So anyway, we got to cut this one off. I'm going over my time. Let's see you on the next one. Hyperinflation is here. Think about it. It's causing stuff to go up, and we'll see what happens. Stay safe out there and be cautious. Tune in for the next one. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.